Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council report for this week. On the phone with me is David Dick, who is chairman of the Missouri Beef Industry Council and also a member of the Joint Operating Committee of the Beef Checkoff, and he is a producer himself from Sedalia, Missouri. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Beef Promotion Operating Committee had a meeting to determine their comprehensive beef checkoff plan. And why don't you tell me some of the things we're looking at for fiscal year 2006 regarding the beef checkoff plan of work?
So I guess you could say our actual title is the Beef Board Operating Committee. We're 20 producers, 10 of them are beef board members, 10 of them, like me, are from the Federation side. We come together and go through the authorization requests, or what I call them appropriations requests, for the different things that fit within what we can do with checkoff dollars. At the summer meeting, the beef board released $2.1 million, almost 2.2 out of their unallocated reserves to put into the budget this year, since collections are off. So they put some money in there to make sure we keep these programs in place. So it was a pretty interesting meeting, had probably 60 requests, probably had 20 budget amendments or appropriations amendments after they released their $2 million. So it was kind of pretty interesting.
Where is the majority of the money then for the beef checkoff going in for fiscal 2006?
Promotion. Promotion has been what our driver has been here at home, to shore up consumer confidence, to make sure that there's product safety there, to make sure that all the things we can do to keep people eating beef here at home are done. And we're going to spend just a shade over $27 million there.
I guess another big area is research. What are some of the research areas that you're looking at this year?
The next biggest thing is in research. We're looking at continuing the beef safety audit there with some international partners. This is money that typically goes to your state universities that do a lot of this research. Some of it's been done here at MU. You get into some market research that tells us more in depth as to what the consumer's looking for as to quality, as to taste, as to mindset when they go to the meat case. So it's a pretty broad focus there.
Another big area is foreign marketing efforts. What are some of the countries that we're focusing on?
The foreign marketing's kind of interesting because, the whole thing with Japan going on and not going on, and China and that Pacific Rim, where we're in and where we're not. A lot of these markets, you have to understand, are not for the meat like we eat here at home. It's for, like, intestines or certain organs or tails or tongues or liver. So it's actually almost $200 a head that we aren't getting now in some instances because we can't get into this specific rim. It's kind of really broad. The high dollar areas where we spend money is to try to keep that Japan market shored up with consumer confidence, and it's hard to do and it's expensive to do, but if we don't do it, we'll never have that market share back when the market does come back open.
All right, real good. And that is David Dick, who's chairman of the Missouri Beef Industry Council. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.